I never thought that I'd get to the place that I just didn't like niggas no more. You motherfuckers, you new niggas, fuck you. If you want to stay alive in Memphis, do like the white peoples. Stay away from a goddamn nigga.
Welcome back to the podcast. Beloved, this is indeed your brother Big VJ checking in. Today's conversation, we're going to read an article. We're going to talk about health. And we're going to read an article. It is out of the great city of Memphis, the great state of Tennessee. And again, we're going to talk about health and maintaining good health. Right, and we're going to talk about having a good quality of life. You know what I'm saying? Nothing increases health and wellness more than having a good quality of life, exercising, eating right, and last but not least, it is imperative that Black folks, that the original man and woman stay away from niggas, right? So we're going to have a conversation about that. We're going to read an article from Fox 13. And before we do that, let me say this, you know what I'm saying? You know, beloved, I appreciate all you guys. You know what I mean? Because typically we come to the village, we hang out 2 or 3 times a week. And for the last 2 weeks, maybe even longer, you know, we have not been able to drop any new content because your brother VJ was going through a thing. We talking about health, right? Your brother VJ was going through a thing, man. And I was having a battle, beloved, with TMJ. You know what I'm saying? Now I know young folks, you know, we got some young folks that hang out with us from time to time, you know what I'm saying? So they don't have a clue what TMJ is, you know what I'm saying? But you know, when you are a man, you know what I mean, and or a woman of a certain age, we know, you know what I'm saying? So beloved, my TMJ was on fire, you know what I'm saying? That shit all in my cheekbone, to the side, I'm talking on the right side of my head, my face, coming down to my neck, all the way down to my upper back. I'm talking about, beloved, it was on fire. You know what I mean? So I had to reach out to those in the tribe because I have a lot of aunties. You know, I have a lot of aunties that and kinfolk, you know, they're in the medical field. You know what I'm saying? So I had to reach out to kinfolk them and say, hey, you know, this is, you know, this is bothering me a little bit more than it did before. You know what I'm saying? This is, it's trying to whoop my ass. I'm trying to stay, you know, I'm trying to stay in the fight. But beloved, kin folks, this here is doing a number on me. So I got good advice. And it was all the same. V, you gotta go to the dentist. You see what I'm saying? You might have to get a mouth guard. You might have to get them, because I'm going through cold packs over here. I'm going through cold packs after cold packs. And I'm looking at the calendar, and typically me and the wife, we go to the dentist on May and November for a cleaning. You know what I mean? But I can't wait to mate. You know what I'm saying? I had to call up the dentist and say, hey, I have to come and see y'all because something is going on. You know what I mean? This has got my whole face on fire. And I can almost put a clock to it. You know what I'm saying? I can almost put a clock to it. It's like right around 7 p.m., 8 p.m., it kicking in. Right when I want to relax. Right when I just had a good workout. Man, I got out of the shower. And when I get to that recliner, boom, it just hit me. I was like, God damn. But when you stand up, pain eases away. You sit back down, they come. I was like, man, this shit is crazy. So I get to the dentist, you know what I'm saying? And they put the x-rays and say, yeah, you know, in the back of my mouth, I don't have any what they call wisdom teeth. I had those things pulled when in my 20s I got them taken out. So right in the back, it looked like it was a crack in one of the back tooth, and it was causing this whole TMJ effect. So, you know, they, you know how the dentists are. They, oh, you know what, just come back on Tuesday and we'll get you scheduled for. No. I said I can't come back on Tuesdays. Beloved, I'm already here. You know what I'm saying? And this is what we pay you crackers dental insurance for. This is what we pay y'all for, medical and dental. So this got to come out. So they went ahead and yanked it on out. You know what I'm saying? So I got a bunch of pain kit. I got a bunch of pain pills and shit like that. And your brother's feeling better. You know what I mean? And what got me though is this, right? This is what really got me. Normally, you know, we get a lot of DMs on Instagram, and it's like a couple of sentences, and then it's a link. And then it's an article. We don't make up the content. We just talk about the articles that get sent. You know what I mean? But because it's been a while since we made a podcast, you know, and I feel humbled almost. I can't think of the word. I can just say I feel humbled. I want to say that. Because now you can get to look at the DMs and they say, you know, VJ, we just checking on you. Brother, we ain't heard from you in a week or two. We just want to make sure you're all right. It wasn't, you know, and I was like, man, I was humbled by that. You know what I'm saying? I felt the way, beloved, I'm humbled. So I just want to say I appreciate that. Right. I definitely appreciate that. I definitely appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all about health. Looking out for yourself. Listening to great advice. Listening to others. And looking out for others. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we all in this thing together. So being that we're talking about good health and looking out for your peoples and looking out for others. When I say this next statement, there's no emotions involved. This is how I demonstrate my appreciation for you, is by saying, stay away from niggas. Do your brother a favor. Do yourself a favor. Do your family a favor and stay away from niggas.
Message!
When you see niggas, you just go the other way. This is what you do when you love yourself. This is what you do when you love your family. I've gotten to the point where if I see anybody in my family hanging around niggas, I think they don't love themselves. I'm like, man, they don't love you. Just, you around too many niggas. I hate to say it, but there's no emotions involved. Beloved, our people have poison in them. Our people are manufactured this way. What we call inner cities are nigga making manufacturing centers. Detroit is a great one. Birmingham is a great one. New Orleans is a great one. Memphis is a great one. New York City is a great one. Manufacturing centers. They produce niggas like the big three make cars. You can't be around them. If you tell me it's a party and 300 niggas is there, I can tell you how it's going to end. If you tell me right now where there's going to be a party in, I don't know when Black Beach Week is. If you say, look, V, we're going to get together and we're going to have a party in June. And it's going to be a what? It's going to be a neighborhood party. How many people scheduled to be there? Well, it's going to be about 200 people there. Well, a nigga going to get shot and they're going to get stabbed because it's not going to work out. It's just what it is. Now, we can point out why it's like that. Because it was the late, great Booker T. Washington that said, you know, Booker T. said, our people is like crabs in a barrel. Now, we accept that as fact. But it just here, when you have a knowledge of self, you say, well, we looking at, well, who put you in the barrel? We not looking at how you act in the barrel. We saying, well, who put you in the barrel? Now, since we identified the barrel maker, we often and we must identify, well, what the crab, what is the crabs going to do while they're in there? They're going to pull each other down. Because the barrel maker made sure that this is the environment for you to act the way you act. See, he who controls your habitat controls your habits. So you in Orange Mound, you in Memphis, you in a block party in a community that y'all don't own the houses at. Y'all damn sure don't own them stores over there. What you celebrating? We can look at the unemployment numbers. What you celebrating? We can look at the marriage numbers. We can look at the single mother, the single parent numbers. So what the fuck is y'all finna celebrate in the hood? Nothing. But y'all finna get full of spirits. Because that's what the old folks used to call the liquor. They call it liquor today to be fancy. Old folks used to call it spirits. Spirits. You drinking spirits. Jack Daniels is a spirit. Jim Beam is a spirit. Hennessy is a spirit. And these spirits are created by families. And these families that make these spirits do not look like you. When you get full of that cracker spirit from that cracker liquor, you finna act just like him. And what is him? He's a savage. He's a savage. It's all the ingredients of being a savage is there. What is a savage, Brother V? Hey man, it's a person with no knowledge of themselves. They're uncivilized. They are uncivilized. That is a person that do not have knowledge, wisdom, understanding, culture, and refinement. And they are savages in the pursuit of happiness. They are savages in the pursuit of happiness. They have a beast-like nature. And the beast-like nature is they're going to always display the four Fs. Feeding, fucking, fighting, and fleeing in danger. And I, beloved, I had to post a video of this shit that took place in Memphis. Man, I put this up on Instagram a week ago. It's a nigga out there in the car spinning wheels. He doing a donut. And then you just hear the gunfire go off. You think they was in Palestine. And I'm thinking to myself, well, why are they there? Why are they there? It, back in my day, parents didn't let you, unless you was a part of some kind of like church organization, some like vacation Bible school or something. You couldn't. Look, it was a time that religious parents, their children couldn't hang out with these other kind of kids. They called them the world back in the day. You know what I'm saying? The religious people, you didn't have friends in the world. You didn't go to the worldly parties. In other words, that was the fancy way of our people saying, don't be around niggas. This is how religious folks say, don't hang around these niggas. You couldn't go around them. Now, it's so friendly. There's no dividing line. You know what I'm saying? So everybody just hanging out together. Why? Who said it's okay to hang out? Who said it was safe to hang out? It's not safe. It's not safe. But I'm going to tell you something that's cold. I'm going to tell you something. When I was a young guy and I used to go to the bar, we always went to the bars early. But, you know, even myself, I had like a 10 to 15 nigga maximum. If I'm outside of my neighborhood. I had like a 10 to 15 nigga maximum. And I sit up there, I sit at the bar, I count the number. 1, 2, man, too many niggas, time to go. This is real spiel. You can't be around them. Let's take a look at the article. Let's see what the article say. Let's say Memphis, you know. I'm just saying this, beloved. If you love, and I say this with no emotion. If you love yourself, you love your family, your children, your grandchildren, you know, and we can play this black game and all this shit and brown game and all. But listen, it's just, look, you can't be around these niggas. You can't. Before I read the article, I'm gonna say this. Me being from the city of Detroit, as I always say, I'm like, shit, I'm not really from the West Side. I am the West Side, as I say. You know, I'm not from Plymouth. I am Plymouth. We got the tattoos and shit to prove it. You know what I'm saying? All my friends and all my homeboys, the relationships I developed, I was staying with my mama. All of them. There was an age, you become a teen and all this old kind of shit, and then you made a move. I always make a joke. I say my lifestyle was kind of like, as a joke, it was a movie back in the day, and it was called Boys in the Hood. You know what I'm saying? It was a Mike, this is a Singletary, right? I know Larry Fishburne presented, but it's an older movie. I can't remember. I think Singleton, I can't remember. God bless the dead, he passed away. But a brother directed the whole thing. Ice Cube was in it. He was a young Ice Cube. He played a character called Doughboy Blase Blase. Okay, boom. There's a guy in the movie, a character, the guy was called Trey. You know what I'm saying? And then was kind of like, as a joke, I would say, you know, my life story was kind of like that. You know, I'm from this neighborhood, and I live with my moms, and I got to a certain age, and I had to boom. I had to move and live with my pops. The first rule, it wasn't the second or third rule. The first rule in living with a man and living with my father was, hey, don't have no niggas over here. It was the first rule. I don't care what you do when you go back over there in your mama house. Y'all, this is that shit y'all do over there. Over here, no niggas. I don't want no niggas over here at all. Just family. Nobody's allowed in this crib, around this crib. Nobody at all. Just family. That's how I learned that. That's how I learned it. And then you could be outside the neighborhood so long, you start to hear shit that's going on. Such and such got stabbed. Such and such got robbed. Such and such got shot. But you're not there. You're over here now. You can just hear what's going on over there. That is the best piece of advice I think I could have ever got. Now, I'm of age. I'm a father. What do you think I tell my children? No niggas. None. Zero. Zilch. No homeboys. No best friends. Get one of your cousins. Hang out with your brothers. And then sometime when you're talking about your kinfolk, sometimes you got to watch them. Maybe that's a different story for a different day. The Memphis Police Department located an additional victim following the mass shooting during an Orange Mound block party, the police said. The MPD has also increased the reward value to $15,000 and urging anyone with information to contact 901-528-CASH. I guess that's the snitch hotline, right? Now, don't you know our village needs snitches? We need them. We need snitches. Snitches don't bother you unless you're doing wrong. They can't do nothing against you unless you're doing wrong. Two men were killed and 7 other people were injured Saturday night after a shooting at an quote-unquote unpermitted block party in Orange Mound, police said, right? Shout out to the city of Memphis. I got a partner in South Memphis. I got another partner in North Memphis. And I went there a few times to hang out. It's all right. I like the place. I like the city. I like the vibe. Yet, though, I will say this goes for anything. You know, this is unfortunate. But again, I say this with no emotions. You have to have a nigga counter in your mind. And my limit was always like anywhere between 10 and 15. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like too high. If you're around 10 or 15, there's no real reason for you to be around this many niggas anyway. What are you going to do? They in Orange Mound. What do you think they celebrating? They don't own none of the houses there. They don't own shit in that neighborhood. They damn sure don't own the stores over there. What are they celebrating? It's a block party. You're celebrating what? Niggas don't get married. It's a bunch of single parents all over the place. What the fuck is y'all over there celebrating? Nothing. So they're taking this big ball of stress because that is a poor community, man. Every fucking inner city, beloved, in this country, it is poor. And you take that and you throw some cracker spirits on top of it, which is liquor, and man, you finna have yourself a mess. Because the guns are sprinkled. The guns are sprinkled throughout the village. And beloved, again, like I said earlier, you know, when you hear those guns go off, if you close your eyes, you thought you was listening to a tape of Palestine. No, you right there in Niggerville, USA. Now, two people lost their lives. Guess what? Half them niggas know what happened. They know who shot them. They know who killed them. They're not going to say nothing. Why would you want your children in an environment that if something happens to them, they won't even come and tell you? And then, you know what? When you in the hood, it's almost like God don't live there. I mean, you got the religious temples around. It's a bunch of the religious temples around because it's just pork chop is all around when you get to the village. But it's like God don't live there. Because it's like, I'm going to tell you something that's crazy. You know, every time a nigga gets shot, niggas, because there's so many religious houses in the neighborhood, niggas getting shot in between these churches, in between these mosques, right? All right. This have made a big buzz, and it is trending in black media, right? All right. When Sunday rolls around, Pochop and them not talking about this. If you looking for Black Lives Matter to do something, they not. Because Black Lives Matter don't do nothing when niggas shoot each other. If you're looking for Pork Chop Nim to make a PAW, Stop the Violence Movement, New Bethel Baptist Church, Stop the Violence Movement, it's not going to happen. A Church of God in Christ, Stop the Violence Movement, no, that don't happen. These Negroes on their way to heaven. That don't happen. Whoever gets shot and popped and stabbed on earth, they don't really worry about it. They don't worry about it. You think this weekend sermon or any weekend sermon, because niggas is getting shot all across the country, you think Pochop is coming to the congregation and say, hey, listen, if y'all know anything about that shooting, y'all tell me. And I'm, because I got the real guy, the true and living guy, and I'm protected by God. And you give me the information, I'm going to take it to the police department. You think these folks saying that? They not saying that. They're not saying nothing. Look, I do you one better. A nigga will put a trap house across the street from the church house, and the pastor still won't say nothing. But he'd get on that microphone, holler, spit, and tell you how strong his God is and all that. But he fear in turning in the niggas across. I've seen it, beloved. I've seen it. And you can come, beloved, it's so bad in the village. They had to put barbed wire and security alarms on the church house because the niggas are going there and breaking in and take the speakers and they're stealing the organs and they're stealing drums out of there. When I say our people is mentally dead, they're mentally dead. Sure, we say, well, salvation is only, we talking about salvation. So we say, you know, sure, we say separation is our only salvation. But that just don't mean from them white devils. Beloved, you're going to have to learn how to separate from these black devils too. I don't like to see black women, single parents living in the neighborhood. I hate to see that shit. I'm like, girl, you better get you a voucher and take that shit to one of these townships somewhere. Get the fuck up out of here. Get away from these niggas. Because you're going to spin your wheels trying to raise your son. And because he's going to be mild-mannered, because one thing about children with no fathers in the home, these young boys with no fathers, they're full of good manners. They're full of good manners. They're real respectable. They're easygoing. And you know what? When you seeing that child out amongst niggas, they're going to pick on him. He's a mama's boy now. He's a mama's boy. He's neat. He's soft. He's meek. He's a fucking target around the savages. And he not going to be able to fucking fit in unless he acts like them. And that's the fucking cycle that we see happen over and over and over in the fucking neighborhood. And beloved, we leave it there. We leave it there because the police chief got to talking and that nigga don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? They put them 15 bands up and ain't nobody did nothing. I'm like, shh.
I want to begin again in Memphis, Tennessee, where a block party believed to be operating without a permit in Memphis on Saturday night broke out into a shooting with multiple people shot. In fact, 16 shot in total. That mass shooting happened at an inner city neighborhood early on Saturday night. A block party believed to be up to about 300 people broke out into a shooting. Memphis police saying when they arrived on scene, they found two dead and five shot, and later learned that multiple shooting victims were taken in private vehicles to hospitals. Police saying at least 16 people in all were shot, and an investigation is underway. In the meantime, Memphis's interim police chief didn't give any details yet on what may have caused the shooting at the party, but they have some partial information to go on to try to find potential suspects.
And it was like a couple hundred people there. I know who wasn't there. My sons ain't gonna be there. My nephews ain't gonna be there. And if I seen one of my kinfolk's children there, I'ma pull up on them and say, hey man, your dad know you out here? Your mama know you out here? And I'ma get their parents on, like, hey man, I just seen such a, hey man, a nigga down here. I say, hey, what's up? Hey man, you better tell them to get from down here. This ain't it down here. Anytime you're around a mentally dead, alcohol is present. The nigga mentality was there before anything got there. So the nigga mentality is already there. Then you take the nigga mentality, you put some alcohol on it. The young folk popping these pills. They got this marijuana, but the marijuana ain't even marijuana no more. It got all this insecticide, chemical ass shit on it. Last time I checked, I heard they lacing weed with fentanyl now. They putting fentanyl in every fucking thing now. Then they got guns there. And then they got the craziest last ingredient there. They got females there. When you put all of that in the same block, same neighborhood, the same club, the same, you put these niggas together anywhere, you sure to get a death. You sure to get injuries. You are sure to get trauma. Now, there's no therapist pulling up on this incident in Memphis. Say, all right, everybody that was involved at the party, we're going to offer a couple of free therapy sessions. They don't give niggas therapy sessions. They don't give them therapy sessions. And niggas is trained. They're trained to pull their fucking phones out when you're fighting, but they know to put the phones down when niggas are shooting. They're trained. You can hear the shots, but they're not camera. They're not running behind the cars and pulling the camera back out. And no, they don't do that with the shooter. No, they don't. No, they know. No, you don't do that. You play everybody's Stevie Wonder. 200 niggas dead, somebody died. No, I don't see nothing. Nobody don't see nothing. We keeping it real. This is street code. This is street code. You know what I'm saying? Let some crackers that had a uniform on, police officers, let some crackers would have shot anybody out there. I'm talking about bloody murder. They finna march. They're crying. They just, you can't make this shit up. You can't make it up. The reason why nobody came forward is because the police didn't do it. Niggas is backwards. If the police would have did it, see, the liberals run the news, right? So liberals, they do anything to make black folk feel all right. So when these niggas act a fool like this, they don't really blast them on TV like that, like they used to. They used to run this shit all day on it. But see, it's getting close to election time. They ain't finna hurt nobody's feelings. They finna pump these niggas up to go down there and vote blue. So they just ain't gonna say nothing too bad. They not gonna say nothing. And they just gonna play it off sweet. It's gonna be on the bottom ticker. They ain't gonna say nothing. But if it was a police officer that did the shooting, they went to the party, police officer panicked, he shot, two died. Oh my god. Every nonstop, and we need to vote. You need to take the vote back. We need to vote. We need to stop this. We need to vote. And everybody would have came forward and said what they seen. Niggas would have showed it on video and everything. But see, when you do this to yourself, you don't even love yourself. See, when you do this to yourself, you go, it's a street code you go by. That street code ain't put a motherfucker through college yet, but it's a street code that you can go through. The street code ain't gave a motherfucker a good quality of life yet, but it's a street code you go through. It ain't got no health benefits associated with it whatsoever, but it's a street code you finna go through. You gonna keep it up. You going through the motions. We'll leave it there. Boy, them crackers were slick, didn't they? They made a bunch of niggas and they got away from y'all, boy. They were slick, ain't it? You gotta, you know, them some motherfuckers, boy. I tell you, boy, them crackers were slick, boy. They put them, shit, they made a good nigga. They made you so good, they stay away from you. They made you so good. It's something in America called white flight. They knew to get away. They knew you was nothing but poison. They knew you were nothing but poison. And they know every time y'all niggas kill each other, they got some good. They make the caskets now. You don't make no caskets. They selling you caskets. They got so bold now, they putting the fucking caskets at Costco's right in front so you can come in and get you one. Peace and black power to your family. Wow, beloved, this is nuts. None of them. This is nuts. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for hanging out. This is indeed Real Black Conscious from Podcast, man. It's your brother V, man. I'm getting with you guys later. Peace, beloved. Peace.
Here. I'm not going to be much longer with y'all. I understand we need to move beyond color. I'm not about that, but y'all raised it. If you start it, I'll end it for you. Don't start nothing. It won't be nothing. But we got a problem. Black people got a problem. Now we can move to color blindness and always look at the man by the content of his character, never the color of his skin. I'm down for that. You get my vote. Yay and amen. I'm for that. But before we get there, we need to hear some truth. Black people and white folk. Black people got a problem. And it's a God problem. When black people see the world, I don't care. You can train them. You can train a black man to be a physician. You can train him to be an astrophysicist. You can train him to be a lawyer. But you can't train him to understand the world. He doesn't know. I'm telling you. There's not 2 cents worth of difference between a mass murderer. There's not 2 cents of difference between a petty thief that's locked away in prison than a black doctor when it comes to understanding the world. Listen to me. We got a problem. Black folk don't understand the world. You can get mad with me all you want. You can say what you, but you can't prove me wrong. Now, I'm not saying this because I hate black folk. I'm saying it because I love you enough to tell the truth. And the only person going to ever help us get out of the situation is going to be God. There's something wrong with the black man's mind. There's something wrong with his mind. He does not understand the world. He doesn't. I don't care if he learned medicine. He doesn't understand the world. He can't even hold on to Harlem. When he was here, he moved out. We got to talk to the Lord. People, we got to talk to God. What's wrong with you? Y'all ain't got no sense, you black women. Your men treat you like the dogs, like your dogs. They walk all over you. They make you pay the bills at home, and then the preachers pimp you in the churches and make you pay the bills. Y'all crazy black women buying these black men private jets, the tune of $50 million for a nigga to ride around in a private jet. And you talk about looking at our pastor. What's wrong with y'all women? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And what's wrong with a black man that would take that kind of money out of a poor neighborhood and buy himself a private jet? What's wrong with y'all niggas? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, black women? What's wrong with you voting for Barack Obama? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy. Black people, let me tell y'all something. If y'all don't ever hear me say preach again, they can kill me tomorrow. But let me tell you something. We're not going to ever get anywhere until we look into the mind of a black man. He doesn't think correctly. I don't care what he is. He can be a doctor. He can be an astrophysicist. The nigga ain't got no sense. You talk to him. You talk to a black man. He doesn't understand the world. He's never built anything. The most the black people have ever done, they did it here in America under white people's help. When they were in Africa, they didn't do nothing.
Thanks for listening. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Facebook. Also, don't forget to like, share, and comment on the podcast. Your opinion of what you just heard is important to the platform. So yes, beloved, your comments are the engine and fuel to the machine. Stay blessed and have a powerful day.